Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in today. 888-455-1360 is the phone number. During the break, I got an email from someone said, here's my hope for the future. He says, when future archaeologists dig up the remnants of our civilization, I sure hope they uncover a 67 Ford Mustang before they find a fanny pack. Amen, man. I appreciate the email. If you want to send me email, it's seth.mela, seth.mela, at WSAU.com. All right, let's go back to the phones. It looks like we've hit a good vein here, a good subject this morning. We're talking about doing nice things, just random acts of kindness, if you want to call it, paying it forward. But we're taking a breather from all the heavy, taking a breather from all of the things that could depress us and aggravate us, and we're focusing on the positive today, just to give ourselves a breather, to bolster ourselves, so that we can take up the fight again. Carrie in Utsburg, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. I'm calling not about myself, but my daughter, Sam, in high school.
Okay.
A couple years ago, we were at the grocery store, and there was a little old lady looking forlornly at the top shelf of the groceries, mm-hmm. and you could tell she wanted something from up there. And my daughter nudges me, and she says, I think she needs some help. I said, well, go over and ask her. So sure enough, she couldn't reach the peas, so my daughter got it down for her and then proceeded to follow her through the grocery store and helped her carry her groceries and all kinds of stuff like that. And she felt so good about that she joined the Cool to Be Kind Club at the high school. And last year, they discontinued the program, and this year, she's a senior, and she's one of the seniors that fought to bring that club back, and they're currently doing random acts of kindness around the community.
That is tremendous. You know, just because it's not able to be sponsored by the school or, and organized for school, doesn't mean that that your daughter can't do it privately and decide, you know, don't need the school's permission to be kind to other people. Just take it upon herself to organize her own club. Good for her.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. A similar experience happened to me not too long ago. I say not too long ago. It's relative. A couple years ago. At a grocery store. And I'll be honest with you. I am not a person that likes to wait in line very much. I get impatient, and it is a flaw of mine. It's a character flaw, I admit it. I don't like to be stuck behind somebody in the left lane of the highway when they are going the exact same speed as the person in the right lane. If I want to do 80 miles an hour and risk getting a speeding ticket, please get out of my way and allow me to do that. That's my type of personality, okay? Well, I was in a hurry, bopping into the grocery store very quickly to get something. I'm in the the lane where you're supposed to have 12 or 10 items or less, and this woman is in front of me, and she's got, you know, probably right at the limit. And, you know, in our day and age, whip out that debit card, you scan it through there, in, out, nobody gets hurt, boom, you're on the road. She's counting out $1 bills. And I'm like, oh, come on, what is the deal? And then it's like, dude, this presence, I became aware of what the circumstance was. It's like, hey, Seth, you know the world doesn't revolve around you, that maybe there might be some other people that are having an issue that maybe you can help out with. Maybe that's why you're being delayed. Get your head out of your butt and take a look around. And I calmed down and I watched what was going on, and it was that horrible, embarrassing circumstance. We've all done it, where she had just enough cash for most of the items that she had, not all. And it was a case where she had one item, very small item, but she was like $5 short. And that horribly embarrassing thing where they have to pick something out of this handful of stuff that they were getting. And I'm looking at what she was getting, and it wasn't beer and cigarettes and, you know, Doritos and stuff. She was getting, you know, things that you need. And I thought, I'm going to help her out. So I just handed the clerk a buck. And the woman said, no, please don't. I said, please, let me just help you. I said, if you need it, take it. I said, and even if you don't need it, go ahead and take it, and then do something nice for somebody else later on, okay? And I wouldn't let her say no. I insisted. So I thought about this for a second. I thought, okay, let's do $5 Fridays. And I came up with this thing that on Fridays that you take $5, and I don't care if it's a $5 bill, five ones, 20 quarters, whatever. Take $5, and with that, do something nice for somebody else. And the only limitation I ever put on it was it can't be a family member, it can't be your buddy, it can't be a coworker, not somebody you know. Do something nice, $5, for somebody you don't know. And this does two things, all right? One, it will pull you out of your comfort zone. Most of us live in our little world and our bubble of comfort where we do this, we do that, and we don't interact with people we don't really know, and it will pull you out of your comfort zone. And you never know. You may run into somebody you actually like. You may make a new friend. The second thing, which is more important, something that small, something that simple can make a huge impact on somebody's life. It can, I know it sounds silly, but think about it. The last time you had a really rotten bad day, oh, you spilled coffee on yourself as you're getting out of the car, or I don't know, just anything. Somebody comes up and says, Hey, let me help you. Let me do this nice thing for you. It can change your entire attitude, and that can change your entire day. And that can mean the difference between success and failure in who knows what. So think about it. $5. Tomorrow happens to be Friday. $5 Friday. Do something nice for somebody. All right, let's go back to the phones. Jeff, thank you for calling in and holding on while I ramble a little bit. Jeff, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. One, thanks for taking my call. And two, sure. I want to thank you for changing the topic. Because with all the garbage going on, it's nice to know that there are humans out there that treat each other with respect and dignity. So, and with today's day and the age, it's just almost hard to find. But my story is, as an over-the-road truck driver, I was in Alabama, and I stopped at a Hardee's on the road, and I usually don't eat fast food, but I did this particular day. And there was an older couple sitting in the restaurant, and I just wanted to do something, just wanted to buy them lunch. So I was talking to the manager, and the manager said that this older couple has been going to this restaurant for about 10 or 12 years. So I said, you know what? I want to buy them a gift card. I want to buy them a $50 gift card.
Nice.
And I want you to give it to them anonymously. I don't want them to know who it was from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he gave them the gift card, and the older gentleman said, well, I want to know who gave it to me. And they looked like they were probably in their early 70s, maybe mid-70s.
Right.
And the manager said, well, the person gave it to you, doesn't want you to know who, and he wouldn't accept the card until he knew who gave it to him. So inevitably, they had to know that it was me that gave him the card.
Yeah.
The woman was so appreciative of the fact that no one has ever done that for them that she actually broke down and cried.
Oh.
And it was really heartbroken for me because never, ever expected that type of a reaction. I just wanted to do something nice. My wife and I do this all the time. If we're in a restaurant and there's service people there, we'll buy their dinner without them knowing about it. Or if there's an older couple or a family with, you know, three or four kids, we will buy their dinner without them knowing about it. And
yeah.
The look on their faces when they, if you're there and they happen to see that their tab has already been paid for, is more than priceless.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? That's great. I love
it
stuff is. Like that. On our morning show, every once in a while, we will give away, we do a stumper question every morning, and sometimes I'm able to beat the prize troll enough to where he actually gives us some gift certificates to some pretty nice things around here. And I gave away a gift certificate to a local restaurant and got an email back from the person that we sent it to, and it was very touching. It was a couple that lives close to the bone. You know, they don't have a lot of extra money. They don't do a lot of things for each other. They used this gift certificate that I sent them to celebrate, like, their 25th wedding anniversary. And they said they don't win things. They don't get free stuff. That nobody's ever really done anything for them. And it's amazing that something that small can be that powerful. All right, let's go to another Jeff on the phone. Thanks, Jeff, for holding on. What can we do for you this morning?
Hey, I'd just like to put out a big shout-out to the men and women that work on the Sheboygan Area Ducks Unlimited Green Wing Program. For over 35 years, this group of volunteers has educated the youth of Sheboygan County and the surrounding areas about waterfowl hunting. And they just do a fantastic job, and I'd just like to give them a big shout-out and say thanks for the great job you do.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for doing that. Now, say it again, what group?
It's the Sheboygan Area Ducks Unlimited Green Wing Program. It's a one-day event that boys and girls learn about everything dealing from waterfowl hunting, identification. They learn about good stewardship of the land and everything dealing with the outdoors.
Great program. Very good program. Thanks for mentioning them.
Hey, thanks a lot for letting me say hey, thanks for the great job them guys and gals do.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Awesome. All right. Now, there is one thing that I will mention to you that I had an interesting conversation with a buddy of mine not too long ago. We were coming out of a restaurant, and a very attractive lady was walking from the parking lot, obviously coming into the restaurant that we were leaving. And so my buddy made kind of a little bit of a show of holding the door open for her, being very gallant, very chivalrous, of course. She went right by him, didn't even give him a look, and most importantly, didn't say thank you. Oh, my buddy was not happy. He just grumbled, wow, these people today, blah, 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 blah. And I asked him, I said, so let me ask you a question there, sport. You held the door open, why? Oh, it's the right thing to do. Ah, okay, it was the right thing to do. But you're grumping that she did not say thank you to you. Why are you grumping that you didn't get a thank you? Well, that's the way you should. That's being polite, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, so let me ask you your intention. Why, again, did you hold the door open? And he insisted, it's because it was the right thing to do. And I argued. I said, no, I will put it to you this way. I believe you held the door open for her so that she would see what a great person you were, what a chivalrous man you were, and maybe even hopefully give you an opportunity to talk to her, maybe flirt with her a little bit. Am I wrong? No, he admitted. I was right. And that is an interesting thing. When you're doing something for somebody else, it's for them and for them only. However, the benefit that we get out of it is just, it's almost impossible to put it into words. When you truly help somebody and you do it anonymously, there is a peace, there is a feeling about it that is just, it really helps you. But it's not the issue of getting the recognition for it. It's just knowing you've done something the right way. Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest, a great daily devotional. One of the things he brought up is that, hey, you know, there's a lot of us that like to volunteer in the church. We like to, you know, be an usher. We like to do this. We like to do because, you know, get a little recognition. Look how good of a Christian I am. Look what I'm doing. I used to say that he would give me a spiritual punch in the nose. He asked in his book, would we be as excited, would we be as honored, would we be as enthusiastic to volunteer for the church if it meant we came in at midnight and cleaned the toilets and nobody knew? It's an interesting question to ask yourself. All right, we're going to take another break. 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mueller sitting in for Jerry Bader. When we come back, believe it or not, I've got an uplifting story out of Chicago. Yeah, Chicago. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Jerry Bader Show.